from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the night of a thousand jabs. Pundits and headlines around the U.S. are using words like bitter, dark, even tawdry in describing Sunday night's second presidential debate between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton before the November 8th election. Assuredly, it was intense. In 2005, Trump boasted on video that he could grope women because he's a star. The video was released by the Washington Post on Friday. Hillary Clinton said the comments are an indication of Trump's unworthiness to be president.
I said starting back in June that he was not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. And many Republicans and independents have said the same thing.
Trump responded with an attack on Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
And the attacks went on from there. Other issues were discussed. United Nations Secretary General has called the Saudi-led aerial bombing Saturday of a funeral heartless and an outrageous violation of international law. Margaret Rashir reports from the UN.
Ban Ki-moon told reporters Monday that the community center that was bombed was known to all and crowded with families and children. It is not the first time that the Saudi-led coalition has been accused of attacking civilian sites and infrastructure in Yemen.
This latest horrific incident demands a full inquiry. More broadly, there must be accountability for the appalling conduct of this entire war.
Initial reports indicate that Saturday's bombing was carried out by the coalition. More than 140 people were